what did they call it when they had, oh, say, three or four horses that they could take along with them?
Team?
Well, no, I was thinking more of a cowboy, and these would be riding horses.
Oh, well, I don't know. I never heard anything called.
Was that ever called a cavvy?
I never heard of it, no. But we used to work lots of teams on the farm, you know, four and six head.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember if I asked you this or not, but when you sawed wood, what did you call it, if you had one of these things? One of those racks with...
Sawhorse?
Uh-huh. You put the log right on the rack?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have one of those with a frame that looked like an A?
Here's a...
Something like
what
this.
What you
do? It was two of them and put a board over and then...
No, the way you work, the way you make a sawhorse, you lay your log down here, you see, then you drive one down this way and one down this way, see?
Uh-huh.
And you see that log in there keeps them from coming together, see?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to have anything but just log and some outfits to drive down.
You got it made, right?
Yeah. Just take a log and put it down on the lid down, and drive a stick in this way, see,
uh-huh.
And drive the other end this way, see, right beside it, see.
Uh-huh.
You can go down on the creek and make one, you know, any place you want to. You just,
uh-huh.
All you need is an axe. And
you just.
And.
Heave your log up there on top of
it. Got your log about that big around to lay on the ground, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't get up too high.
Mm-hmm.
Drive you staking this way and this way on both ends.
Well, that's a trick I've never known.
You're so far out, you know.
Uh-huh. You got the ready built cradle.
You got it made right there. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you call those things that a carpenter might use to hold
that's
up
right, the sawhorse.
That's sawhorse too.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they make them different, you see. They make them with a flat top on them.
Uh-huh. When you first started shaving, what did you use?
Oh, no, blade razor.
Blade razor?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And your lather?
Well, we just use soap.
How'd you put it on?
Just with your hands or brush. They used to make little bars of soap about so big around. And you'd have your mug, you see, and you'd drop that bar of soap right down the bottom of the mug. Take your brush and put the little water in there and roll her out.
Did your father use a straight razor when you were
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did he use any of his equipment for anything else?
Yes, he had. He never did on me, but some of them did. You know, that strap was awful handy on it.
My dad was a belt man.
My dad was a laugh man.
There's something about that just makes you wish you hadn't done it.
Yeah.
They can say spare the rod and spoil the child. You know, I believe it.
Boy, I used to have the best doggone razor. I could get that thing just as you see. I've got a tremendous hard beard, and I could get that thing just as sharp as it could be, and just click them off and drop the thing one day and not to knit it. This was a German razor. It was brought over from Germany. It's one my grandfather had.
Hmm.
Grandfather had it. And Dad had it. See. Well, I had to have that thing ground down, and there was an account after that. And but before we ground that thing down, boy, you could take and scrap that thing up and be able to cut a hair any time you want to do with it.
Boy, that's certainly a sickening sensation, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know it's fallen, yeah. And you know it's done, and you just can't get it back.
Well, for years,